We are going to go to the fella that got engaged last month. I wonder what he has to say.
I actually want to pass it. Can we have Allison go first?
Oh, strategic.
Oh, no. Allison, are you amenable to that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And then she also got engaged last month, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Allison McWilliams Brooks.
Thank you. Woo!
Listen to see if there's, like, subtle attacks at each other. I wonder.
God, look at them tits.
I'm going to start this with two small caveats. The first, that everything I'm about to say is not about anyone in this room. And the second, that I am wearing this shirt for a reason. And not just because I like it. And that it makes me feel like a sexy military lady. I've always harbored, like, this secret pipe dream to become one of those shitty female novelists who writes series of books that women pick up in the airport when they want to have a couple drinks on the plane and read about sex that they're not having. So, you know, like, Ladies Poker Night, which is one that my mom owns, or, like, Chubby Girl Diaries, or, you know, like, Letters from My Vagina and stuff like that. So I decided I would call mine Lessons to a Dorky Girl on Surviving the Sex-Crazed World. And I know sometimes people look at me and they're like, your sex life is probably not that, like, you've probably had sex. And, like, probably you, like, at a normal, you went through all the stages, like, at normal points in your life, you know. That's not true. my first kiss was with a guy who I had already dated and broken up with at that point, in a church play, in front of all of our friends and my older sister, and he decided to dip me at the last moment, so instead we hit heads. It was really romantic, and so, like, you know, there were no, like, wine spritzers and fun high school parties where I got frisky. Like, if there was one thing I was more terrified than underage drinking when I was a teenager, it was getting pregnant before I graduated. So I, like, didn't have any kind of sex, did not date anyone, really. And that, like, carried right on into college, and I just really didn't date anyone. I, like, met Jewish guys for the first time and decided I really liked Jewish men. And that didn't lead to anything. And then I finally got a boyfriend my senior year of college. And was, like, really excited about him. He was really into comic books and improv and stuff. So I was like, he's so great. And he went to a different college than mine. So it was awesome. I was like, I can have my first sexual experience and no one else has to know about it. And that comes to lesson number one to a dorky girl in the sex-crazed world. There are good and bad ways to tell someone that it's your first time. A bad way is to decide that his birthday present should be you losing your virginity and that you should tell him this when you're already halfway through having sex. on his broken couch. And you get locked in on three times. And so, but the silver lining to that experience was that afterwards when I was in his bathroom being like, I'm not gonna cry. I discovered my first Garfield minus Garfield cartoon. So that was, like, cool. Like, I learned a new thing today. There's this cool comic strip online called Garfield minus Garfield. So I dated him for a while, and then he broke up with me on Valentine's Day, which was pretty cool. So I was, by phone, as I was, like, in my best friend's bathroom being like, don't break up with me, and him being like, I think we should, and then me being like, why didn't you think about it for a day? So then after that I got really mad that I had wasted all this great sex on him, and decided to have my wild 20s sex adventures, and learned lesson number two to a dorky girl in this sex-crazed world, which is not all kinds of sex are fun, especially threesomes. And I discovered this when I was forcibly falling out of someone's bed, but trying to make it look like that was an accident to get out of having a threesome. And that was just, like, a really another fun experience of just being like, oh no, I fell out of your bed. Guess I should go. And that just tumbled me all the way to Chicago, where I continued to have more misadventures until my first serious boyfriend here, who broke up with me while we were, I guess I'm maybe serious, as he wasn't a serious boyfriend, but we dated for a while, and he broke up with me while we were performing together multiple times a week. So that was really, like, put me in a tailspin, and I was, like, also moving at the time from Logan Square to Bucktown, which seemed like a big move, wasn't a big move, not a huge change in location or dating possibilities, and I remember, like, talking on the phone with my mom and drinking a bunch of free vodka that my roommate had given me, and being like, I'm probably really bad in bed, I don't know. I didn't occur to me at the time that possibly my success in dating was due to my emotional shortcomings. I blamed it all on my horrible sex. So then I embarked on a year of being celibate, not entirely on purpose, but I ended up having a whole year here where I didn't have sex with anyone, and the less I had sex and the more I watched other people's sexual tension between each other, like at parties and at improv shows, the more I learned what I consider to be the most important lesson to a dorky girl in this sex-crazed world, which is that awkward sex is really fun. That you should always have a sense of humor in bed. Because if you can't find sex funny, like, bodies that look like they feel good usually don't. And bodies that do feel good make really weird noises. And, like, you know, if you're in this situation where you're giving a guy a blowjob at a party and you accidentally do the There's Something About Mary and his shit gets in your hair and you go back out in that party and don't realize that till someone tells you that you have semen in your hair. Or if you're giving a different guy a blowjob and you get startled and your head rears up and your hand goes one way and your mouth goes another way and his dick slaps you in the face. Or, like, if you hook up with a guy who you've been, like, really wanting to be with for a really long time and then you guys start hooking up and you guys are really physically incompatible and, like, don't have any chemistry, so you just end up dry humping for 3 hours. You have to be able to laugh about that stuff or you'll never have sex again. So I've decided that, like, my misadventures in sex have taught me that, like, I really like how awkward sex is, and even when it's really passionate and really great and with a wonderful partner, funny shit is gonna happen, and like, I think that makes sex even more awesome and makes you closer to the person that you're with. And I learned that the most well because of this shirt. It's the first shirt that my fiancé ever saw me in, I think, because he was teching our show, where I was in a sketch where I wore this shirt. It was, if any of you know of the defunct sketch group World's Best Dad, we had a sketch called IRL Bot, where I played an online sex bot in physical form. And I went through a really up and down roller coaster of emotions with that sketch, where at first I was like, oh, everyone hates this sketch, they think I'm really bad in it, because I felt really self-conscious, like, wearing this shirt on stage and, like, this little mini skirt and stuff. And then I was like, no, they probably like it, because at least, you know, they're seeing my boobs, so that's probably good. My boobs look pretty good in this shirt. And then finally I was like, no, I think they really like it, because it was really well written, and I didn't write it, but it was really well written. And also, I came to realize, like, I'm playing a character who's just a girl who is acting like she knows a lot about sex, who really probably doesn't, but still wants to do it. And I was like, yep, awkward sex can be really fun.